You're listening to SBS News.
I'm Nas Mohammed, the first gay Qatari, the first to publicly come out in the history of my country.
Coming out meant Dr. Nas Mohammed had to leave his life in Qatar and his family. But it has allowed him to speak out for his countrymen and women who can't. He's the only Qatari LGBT activist and runs an online campaign from his San Francisco home.
Now that the whole world is looking at my country, we have the chance to bring global visibility to my community.
While he thinks it's unlikely visiting LGBT fans will be targeted by authorities, given the world is watching, he is concerned protests during the World Cup could have severe consequences for the local gay community when the tournament ends.
If you go and poke really abusive, authoritative regime and then go home, they're going to turn back and take the retaliation on the local community. So protesting there is just slapping them on the face and leaving. And although it may feel really gratifying, and trust me, I'm really upset at them myself. They have cost me everything I have. That just is not productive. And it can really hurt innocent people.
Australian human rights activist Peter Tatchell says he was asked by LGBT Qataris to stage his recent one-man demonstration in Doha. He stood for 35 minutes outside the National Museum, holding a sign which read, "Qatar arrests, jails and subjects LGBTs to conversion." He was questioned by police. Local authorities deny he was arrested or detained.
The police told me very clearly that the protest was forbidden and that such protests attracted very severe penalties. So I was quite afraid about what might happen.
Mr. Tatchell says it was made clear he should leave the country, and so he did.
I got away with it. I was eventually released and able to leave the country. There's no guarantee that the Qatar regime will take the same view and same response towards other people who do the same thing.
A report by Human Rights Watch claims LGBT Qataris have been detained and tortured because of their sexuality as recently as September. Yasmin Ahmed is the UK director of the organisation.
The abuses are ongoing and there has been no attempt to address or remedy the issues in Qatar and the repression, the severe repression that people from that community face.
The Qatari government says the allegations are categorically and unequivocally false. It insists everyone is welcome here, but is also asking visiting fans to respect local customs, pointing out that public displays of affection are not part of the culture. FIFA's Secretary General, Fatma Samoura, believes LGBT fans will be able to safely enjoy the tournament.
No matter your race, your religion, your social and sexual orientation, you are most welcome. And Qataris are ready to receive you with the best hospitality that you can imagine.
But gay visitors might feel less than welcome, given recent comments about homosexuality made by Qatar's World Cup ambassador Khalid Salman to a German journalist.
But what is the problem when a child sees a gay? What is the problem?
They will learn something. They will learn something is not good.
No.
I am not one big Muslim, but it's haram. Why? Because of damage in the mind.
Mr. Salman now says his remarks were taken out of context. Several teams are taking a stand. The Socceroos released a video calling on Qatar to decriminalise same-sex relations.
As players, we fully support the rights of the LGBTI plus people. But in Qatar, people are not free to love the person that they choose.
Other nations are planning gestures of solidarity. Dr. Mohammed hopes for change in his home country, but does not expect it.
At this moment, I don't see a path for somebody to come out the way like that I'm out while living in Qatar. It's just really, really, really unsafe.
And it will most likely continue to be, long after the World Cup's final whistle. In Doha, Ben Lewis, SBS News.